This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. U.S. lawmakers are expected to vote Thursday on a funding deal to avert another government shutdown while providing money for barrier construction and other security measures at the U.S.-Mexico border. Members of Congress and their staff worked late Wednesday to finalize the legislation that came from a bipartisan committee. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports President Donald Trump says he's not wavering from his promise of a border wall.
At a law enforcement conference, the president said construction's happening right now.
The wall is very, very on its way.
Calling it big and strong.
It's a wall that people aren't going through very easy.
And anybody trying to get over it will have to be in really good shape.
They would be able to climb Mount Everest a lot easier, I think.
It's a pretty big exaggeration even by the president's standards. The estimated height of some proposed barriers is as high as 30 feet. Everest is nearly 30,000 feet. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A group of detained immigrants is suing the Trump administration for forcing them to hold immigration hearings by video conferencing in detention instead of appearing before a judge in person. Lawyers representing the group say the Immigration and Customs Enforcement policy violates the plaintiff's constitutional rights. The lawsuit claims hearings held through video are plagued with technical problems. The asylum seekers cannot clearly see the pictures, hear what's going on, or consult with their lawyers. The Democrat-controlled U.S. House voted to cut off military assistance to the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The measure must now be voted on by the Senate, which passed a similar measure before the 2018 midterm elections. U.S. lawmakers from both parties have not only displayed disgust by the carnage in Yemen, but many are also angry over President Trump's tepid reaction to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The White House has threatened a veto. This is VOA News. The Trump administration lashed out at some of America's closest traditional allies Thursday, accusing Britain, France, and Germany of trying to break U.S. sanctions against Iran and calling on European nations to join the U.S. in withdrawing from the landmark 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. In a blunt speech to a Middle East conference in Poland, Vice President Mike Pence slammed the three countries and the European Union for remaining parties to the agreement.
They call this scheme a special purpose vehicle. We call it an effort to break American sanctions against Iran's murderous revolutionary regime.
The criticism threatened to further chill U.S.-European ties already badly strained, including over the Iran focus of the Warsaw Conference, co-hosted by the U.S. and Poland. Earlier, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called Iran the top security threat to the Middle East and said confronting the country is key to reaching peace in the entire region. Iran has denounced the gathering as an American anti-Iran circus. American and Taliban officials are set to meet Monday in Pakistan for a new round of direct peace negotiations aimed at paving the way for political settlement to the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. Until now, the Gulf states of Qatar and the United Arab Emirates have hosted the meetings, where the U.S. Special Representative for Afghan Reconciliation and a senior insurgent negotiator led their respective delegations. Colombian President Iván Duque says he wants to put an end to the brutal dictatorship in Venezuela. He met with President Trump Wednesday to talk about efforts to drive President Nicolas Maduro from power. Mr. Trump said Venezuela is in turmoil and Maduro blocking humanitarian aid from crossing the border with Colombia is showing bad faith. He said he's not ruling out military intervention, but has yet to say under what conditions he would send in U.S. forces. A federal judge has ruled that former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort did lie to federal prosecutors in the Russia probe. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A federal judge in Washington says there is sufficient evidence that Paul Manafort lied to investigators and to a federal grand jury about his contacts with an associate believed to have ties to Russian intelligence. That would be in violation of his plea agreement, and it jeopardizes Manafort's chances of a reduced sentence when he's back in court next month. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Sudanese police fired tear gas Thursday to disperse anti-government protesters marching to the presidential palace in the capital. Activists said in the latest in 2 months of street protests seeking autocrat President Omar al-Bashir's ouster, those protests started in December, initially over surging prices and a failing economy, but quickly turned into calls for al-Bashir's resignation after 30 years in power. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.